Hello and welcome again. This is Pastor Deborah, and this is another lesson. Lesson number 9 of the course here in the School of Light, entitled Mental Health and the Forever Person. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. A new math. This is lesson number 9, and I'm going to be teaching it to you. And it is entitled Lust, the Hidden Fires of the Soul, the King and its Kingdom. It is so wonderful to have you listening again and learning. In the former lesson, lesson number 8, we just began to learn about the unhealthy characteristics of the illegal king of this 3-part system of you, of a physical body, your soul, and the forever person. We just touched on the foundation of some of the unhealthy characteristics of the hidden heart of this soul's deeply hidden subconsciousness. And its lust of its eyes, lust of its flesh, and its desires of its heart to be wise as a god, wise above all others. Now, in this lesson, I want to teach just a little more about the foundations of these unhealthy characteristics and look a little closer at lust, the hidden fires of the soul. When the soul and its deeply hidden subconscious mind is cut off from the true king, the forever person, and its light of knowledge from its source, then the whole system is in darkness, ignorance of what is healthy. The illegal king, the subconsciousness of the soul, is alienated from the eternal light and life that would have come from the forever person's spirit to the soul. And then the soul would have released it to the physical body, and all would be bathed in the light of health and wellness. But that was lost in the days of long ago. And now a human is born without the radiant light of life glistening out of the spirit, the forever person, to the kingdom within of the 3 parts of a human. The now illegal king, the soul's deeply hidden subconsciousness, the hidden person of the heart, would now be blinded, and its mind would become hardened, and its hearing would be dulled to anything of the forever person. In this unhealthy condition, the illegal king's heart and mind would go into a state of numbness without any feelings for others, just having feelings for itself only, and desiring to please its own desires above all others. In this condition, the heart of the king would become filled with lust, an unfulfilled craving, coveting for something that it does not have or own. It is usually very intense and unbridled, unstoppable, always unsatisfied, never having enough, just always wanting and needing more. And through lust of the heart of the illegal king, the soul's subconsciousness and its mind and heart, all corruption comes. Lust would become a powerful taskmaster of the soul, a ruler and master, and even a tormentor. Lust, an unquenchable burning fire of desires, a craving, a wanting of things it does not have, deep desires to be happy, full of pleasure and joy, a fire of the heart of the illegal king that is never satisfied, always seeking more and more and more. Lust never cares about anything but getting what it covets and desires. Lust only cares to satisfy itself and no one else. It is only concerned with itself, its needs of pleasure and satisfaction. It is self-indulgent, for it alone matters. Lust in the heart of the soul's deeply hidden subconsciousness, the hidden man of the heart, is a driving, compelling force, a deep craving, desiring for whatever it wants, no matter what it has to do to satisfy itself. But then the lust would flare up again and needs more, more, more. Lust will only give a small glimmer of its dangers and what could happen lust a driving, unsatisfied, unhealthy force of the heart of the illegal king, the soul, and its hidden person of the subconsciousness will drive its own physical body to serve these lusts and desires. The soul's heart will compromise itself, its boundaries it said it would never cross. It will violate each one every time. And when others discover the acts, the deeds and behaviors of the lust of the soul's subconsciousness, it will deny whatever it was accused of doing. The soul will lie, threaten others, bribe others if it can, and if necessary, kill others to keep the true nature of itself hidden. Not a healthy mental health condition at all. So look at yourself and then ask, who is ruling your kingdom within? Has lust taken hold of your hidden man of the deep subconsciousness of you? And is lust burning within your mind, your feelings, your thoughts, your ideas? And does it express itself through your words and through your physical body? Is it seen in your actions and behaviors in society? And is it always seeking to be the center of attention, the center of all conversations, the center of all that is around you? Would others know that lust rules your soul? Ask and look at yourself. This lesson is ending, and it was just to bring a glimpse of lust to your awareness and how it affects your mental health of your soul and the health of your physical body and your forever person, hidden away, encased in a foreskin of the soul and in your relationships to others and in society. I hope you are slowly learning about yourself and others. I am honored that you have taken time to listen to Mental Health and the Forever Person. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. A course here in the School of Light. We are honored by your listening and hope you will come again. The next lesson of this course is lesson number 10, entitled, What are some of the characteristics of a unhealthy forever person? Until the next lesson, love always and forever, Pastor Deborah, a teacher of the School of Light of Agape Love, Love is Here Ministries of Global Teaching. Until the next time, see you then.